holding a week and a half before Chanukah. The avodah of Chanukah, Sforim state, and in every yontef, the koiches from that yontef come back. So it means that the koiches of Chanukah come back to the oilam, and if a person manages to do the nitzochon of the bnei chashmonoi, zeidim bi'aloyski soyosecho, so you could win again the Zaydin Biyadriski Seyosecho and to have a Hatzloche for the whole year. In Sforim state that Chanukah is the Kabbalah Sateire from Teiru Shebaalpe. Shavuos is the Kabbalah Sateire from Teiru Shebiksav. And Chanukah is in Sforim that is the Kabbalah Sateire from Teiru Shebaalpe. So the person wants to have the Siyata Dishmaya. ומצליח עם תירו שבעל פה, he has to have the achomen. I'm saying, I'm talking to myself. Everyone in Chanukah wants to chap. Everyone in Chanukah wants to be מצליח. The problem is normally that you remember to do it 3 days before Chanukah. Sometimes the first day when you're running to do the menorah, you try to do the avodah. And then already, some people are stuck with some parties that they were mekabel on themselves. Trips, different things that people were mekabel on themselves. And then they lose the whole avodah of Chanukah. If a person has the right achonah before Chanukah, how is going to look as avodah of Chanukah? How is going to look as avodah of Chanukah? So b'meile, when Chanukah comes, he could take a shtarke atzlocha. He could take a shtarke atzlocha. So I want maybe a little bit to explain. Chazal say, V'choyshech al pnei tehoim zui malchus yova. Sheikhshicho eine Yisroel la'aviyem shebashomayim. וחוישך על פני תהוים זהו מלכוס יובו שיחשיכו עיניים של ישראל. And this is the soy we'll mix, you know, pshat and kabbalah a little bit just to get a little bit of time in this yontif, that the Chanukah candles are the one that the nes is done in the end of the menorah, because the candles really symbolize that they take away the dark. You have dark. The way you take away the choyshech is with light. So it's not stam that Kodesh Baruch Hu made the nest of the oil. He could have made a nest that would not be enough oil for the menoches. Menoches, a lot of ways to make, well, time to picture all the venisim that could have happened. Hashem made the nest with the shemen of the menorah, because the nes is be'etzem to take away the darkness. What is choyshech? Choyshech is dark. Sforim explained, said a couple times in the Kotzke Rebbe, if a room is full with black, and you want to take away the black, you take sticks, you hit the black, it doesn't go away. You take bags, and you put all the black inside, and you take it out. I tried once, it doesn't work. The room stays dark. You take one candle, the whole dark disappears. Where is the dark? It disappeared. Dark be'etzem is golish. It's very scary by night. It's dark. But there's nothing there really. There's nothing there. But you don't know, you're scared. You think you could fall. There's really nothing there. The koyach of Yovam, and in Sforim state that this is the koyach that will be till the Osiv Lavi, till Mashiach will come, is dark. Choyshech. Choyshech includes, it's hard for a person to learn. He feels down. She was very down. He doesn't have friends. He's not in a good mood. He has typhus. All different things that are included in Choshech. When the light shines, that Choshech doesn't exist. That Choshech is not there. Torah she'bal peh is the thing that is hard to learn. Torah she'bal peh is the thing that is hard to learn. The lashon of the Talmud is she'ena nikmes ala b'mei she'mei mis'atz me'olel. Ha'olchim b'choshech roro ergodlu zeu Talmud Bavli. She'ena nikmes ala b'mei she'mei mis'atz me'olel. This is choshech. Yovan is choshech. It's not a little bit to explain. Maybe we'll start. Steht in the Gemara, was our revolt. That the Neiris of Chanukah, we do Moisif HaHoymach. The first day one candle, then two candles, three candles. B'Shamayot, Poiches V'Hoymach. We pass it like B'Zilah. The Glossy state, we pass it like B'Shamayot. B'Zilah makes sense. The Gemara says one shot. Ma'ilim B'Kodesh, Ve'ein Meridim. Another reason. Can I get a Yom HaNichnasim? One day a mess, 2 days a mess, 3 days a mess. So what my time to be Shabbat? Can I get a Yom HaYoytzim? Inami, can I get Pore Achad? And Sukkos, they had in the beginning 8 Pore. Then they had 7 Purim. Then they had 6 Purim. Then they had 5. Then they started from 15. They had 15, 14, 13. So, B'Sinan makes sense. Keneged Hayomim HaNichnasim. Ma'ilim B'Kodesh Ve'en Meridim. Frigdi Ma'arsho, what is the Pshat HaPishat? Keneged Hayomim HaYoytzim HaKodhiyah. Can I get a Yom HaYoytzim I could hear? Oh, but the time of B'Shamah, can I get Tore Achad? Because in Sukkot you bring a Korban, and every day the Korban, the first day the Korban is for 13, 12, 11, 10, every day they went out. I heard what's a Givaldik vote, it's an MS vote, it's not a nice vote for Chanukah. This still doesn't make sense. Moisti V'Oilech Yom HaNichnos. What's Al B'Shamah? Can I get Tore Achad? It's like the marsh of the cows. Shalom Zazer. The Yisrael of Purei Achag, and Be'etzim, I was saying, I want to go straight to the Yisrael of Chanukah. You know, when sometimes you hear, it was a miracle, a car was going in the street, hit a cliff, turned 10 times in the air, fell down, nothing happened. Wow. Mamash HaNes. Then you hear another Ness. Was a car going? Was a car accident? A truck went into it, it flew and it fell down, a ness. Then sometimes you hear a ness, a car was going, it hit a wall and nothing happened, a ness. Right? Then sometimes you feel a ness, you know, you were going in the street, the car almost hit you, it's a ness. Yeah. I woke up in the morning, it's also a ness. Rav Doisa told his daughter, Misha omar l'shemen v'yidlok, yoyma l'choymetz v'yidlok. When Klal Yisrael come to the Akor of Chanukah, and we'll get to it in a second, the first day, to believe that it's Ribbono Shel Olam, the oil lit for 8 days. Wow. The second day, the oil lit for 7 days. Wow. And the last day of Chanukah, the oil lit is also on us. We don't need more eyes than the Ribbono Shel Olam. Chanukah has to finish with feeling the Ribbono Shel Olam is with us. The last day of Chanukah, one candle happened with Shammai. Yeah, it's Ribbono Shel Olam. We found the oil. It's Ribbono Shel Olam. We don't need more from that. When we start in Chanukah, we need to be impressed with 8 days. So, Mesila say, now I think it's really hard to hold like Mesila, yeah? It's from Wigishmak to be Shammai. And Lossi Lobby State will go with Shammai Alamo. Because this is the Oimek HaMachshov. only a bunch of people. Yeah, shoot, can I get the nest? It makes sense. One day the nest, second day the nest is getting bigger. But when you ma'ayin in the nest, B'Shamay is saying the truth. B'Shamay is the Olimek. B'Shamay is the Olimek. This is the Koyach of B'Shamay. The Avodah of Chanukah is a double Avodah. It's the Avodah in Ribono Shel Olam, and in Muna in Boira Olam. But the Avodah of Chanukah and the Muna in Boira Olam is different from Purim. Purim, we have an Avodah to believe in the Ribono Shel Olam. Happy, Ribono Shel Olam. We drunk from Ahava to the Ribono Shel Olam. And sometimes we help, but what do I? Oh, but this is the insight. Chanukah is with Limud HaTorah, with Mesirus Nefesh LaTorah. This is the Avodah of Chanukah. Lamed Vov Neiras all together, Keneged Lamed Vov Masechtes. Kiner Mitzvah VeTorah Oir, Haloi Tzelehachim Yadri. The Neiras are Mesamel VeTorah. The Atzloch of the Emunah and Beir Oilom that comes in Chanukah is not time to sit there and to believe in the Ribbono Shel Oilom. Is Zei Bibi Oiski Zero Secho, not even Loibde, not even Kie. Oiski Zero Secho. The people that are sitting and learning, they have the Nitzoch of Chanukah. This is Be'etzem, the Avodah of Chanukah. So when we start to prepare ourselves, and I'm saying again, see it B'chush. All the years that I was in yeshiva, it's Bacher, later. The ones that prepared, and they had a plan, that when Chanukah comes, Koy Kulei Koydesh LaHashem, they managed to have the Hatzlocha. And Chanukah steht in Sforim, Rabim Biyad Me'atim, Tmeim Biyad Ha'oyim, Rishoy Biyad Tzadigim, the small Bal Kishren could happen to him a nest, and he could become a Talmid Chochem. He could get the kishroiness, niftochim ha'ayona ha'chochme. I think they say from Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, a little bit oil could light for 8 days. A little bit kishroiness could light forever. A little bit, epis. But if you moisel nefesh, the chashmonoim will moisel nefesh. They will moisel nefesh. The mesiras nefesh was not only what is needed to fight the Yevonim. They couldn't find kosher oil, but they wanted, and they were meisel nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them. It was a mesiras nefesh to do the Torah till the last minute, to the last koyach, to the last. Then the siyata d'shmaya comes. Choshech zehu malchus yavam, sheichshicho eneim shel Yisrael. Chazal say, what the Yevonim did? Kisvu lochem al keren ha'shoyer. What is the pshat? So one pshat kipshut, in that day, the buses were made from shvorim. They carried all the wagons, big oxes, big shvorim. So on every shore, they had to ride, Ein lanu chelek, like they ride in the buses, the Yevonim. This is the first idea. There's no, all of the, you know, media and everything is from the Yevonim, really. Yeah? So on the buses, on the shore, it was Ein lanu chelek. Then I know that they did it with, you know, stickers, in different ways. But everyone will see the whole time, Ein lanu chelek v'nachla, Ein lanu chelek v'nachla. So we're going. Heard from Rabbein Gug, it's another pshat. He signed the British Museum. In the old days, they didn't have bottles to give the little kids. So what they did is, before they created the bottles, they took horns, and they made a little hole, and they would put water inside, and like this, the kid would suck. It was the first bottles that exist for the added plastics. In the British Museum, they have them yet. It says it's around from 2,000 to 2,500 years ago. So they don't say it's from before, yeah? As I say, though. And these horns, as maybe today, you know, when the kid is born, we put a rabbonic picture in the carriage, yeah? Some people put animals, but most people put rabbonic, yeah? And the bed, and then in the carriage, and the kid will see the rabbonic, the gdolim. When he is born, the Yevonim wanted when the kid is born, Ein lanu chelek v'nachla be'Elokei Yisrael. What was the koyach of the other? Tishtush. Tishtush. Person is blind. It's dark. There's nothing really there. And a bocher knows, he wakes up with a good mood, everything is gewaldig. Someone says a bad word to him, he's in a bad mood the whole day. Nothing changed. One word makes you in a good mood, one word makes you in a bad mood. This is a yitzhahara that doesn't even really exist. Doesn't really exist. It's choyshech. It's dinyoinis. V'choyshech al pnei tahoim zehu malchus yavo. Malchus Yoram came and they said, I'm a shiur de kazach. What they said? Sports. Money. All different things that the Yevonim bought in. All of these things that the Yevonim managed to bring in. It's not real things. They managed to make people not to be machshiv today. And that is a bochum gibe by Shabbos. I asked them. Flu Yitzur comes in into the room now. A guy, his name is Bill Gates. In America, he's called Bill Gates. Yeah? Everyone was like, psst. Yeah? And later he'll say, you know, in our meal, Bill Gates came and he sat with us and he said, a vote. We'll come in a guy that knows Shas. Not everyone will push to touch his hand. Yeah? This is a problem of Yom. I mean, we know what is more important, Shas or Bill Gates. For sure, Shas. So why? Because we're shtickly Yevonim. The Yevonim already have an impact on us. When a guy feels that, I'll tell you now, in the right side, in this window you could see a guy that's in the Shas, in this window you could see Bill Gates. For 1 second, then they're changing. Shtachtach to where everyone will look, yeah? So, if a person could say to himself, no, I will look to the Shas guy, so he knows he's not holding any other. But if he knows, I will look to see Bill Gates, so it means that by him, even if he's sitting and learning day and night, the messages are wrong. Now don't work on yourself to decide to look in the other window. It's worth nothing. Look to where you want to look, yeah? There's no point to see the guy in the shots. There's nothing to see there. But when you feel that there's nothing to see on the other side, then you know that that side is by you more important. Kozman, you don't think that you will look to that side. Don't say, you know what, now I heard Shmuz, I'll look to the other side. I don't need you to look to the other side. Especially if there's no one in the window anyways. The pshat is, if you want to measure what is choshev by you, what is choshev by you, remember when I was a bocher, was the times that Reichman was considered, you know, one of the richest people in the world. And Moshe Reichman came into Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky was choshev tam chochem, sitting and learning. He was not then, you know, he got a ladon. He was choshev, sitting and learning, yemim v'layla. And he came in and he said, Moshe Reichman. So Chaim Kanievsky told him, the Reichman that took out the Ritva on Shabbos, yeah? But even Reichman was in the Madura, the Ritva on Shabbos came out and in Gemara, the call was called Moshe Reichman. Moshe Reichman came, yeah? He wanted to go to the Ritva on Shabbos. Moshe Reichman. Because this is what came up in his head. How a person manages to win the choshech, and listen carefully, it doesn't help like the kotzke rebbe with a bank. It doesn't help with a bank. Don't think you could convince yourself, I will change my mind. I will make different things more important. It will never happen. The only way that it could happen is the mesivus nefesh l'teira. The chashmenoi wo moiso nefesh l'teira. Valdi wo moiso nefesh l'teira. The dark disappeared. I want to explain to you, when dark disappears, it disappears. And this room now is light. There's no leftover of the dark. Person thinks like, yeah, but the Maise, Alamola, I will think, I will be machshiv. It's dimyonis. It doesn't exist. It's not real. Choshech is not real. There's no choshech in the world. Choshech is dimyonis. Person that thinks like, well, so all of my life, when I'll decide to learn, I'll be jealous of the whole world, and I'll miss this, and I'll miss that. It's the dimyonis. And the minute that you will have the mesivus nefesh, the choshech disappears. It doesn't exist. It's not a nisoyan. Remember, it's not a nisoyan. When the choshech disappears, it's not a nisoyan. the Yevoni managed to come, and they shema the big klal of klal Yisrael, and in Sforim state that till Mashiach will come, we have Yovam. And Yovam what makes us hard to learn. If a person will feel that when he's learning, he's collecting billions of dollars, he will never stop to learn. Will never be hard for him to learn. The only reason it's hard for a person sometimes to sit and learn, because he doesn't feel that when he's learning, he's collecting. He doesn't feel that when he's learning amazing. If he will feel that when he's learning, is Engla Dovo Soif, he will never stop. He will never stop for a minute. A person wants. Chazal tell us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a tkufa that is called Chanukah, that every year that tkufa comes back. And if a person is Meisel Nefesh L'Toyro, if a person is Meisel Nefesh, he gets the Siyata Dishmaya, that Shiyate Yeshalev Es Oilo Me'eleo, that the Neiris of Chanukah are lighting, and they take away the Choyshech. And the Choyshech disappears. So the Bocher wants to have the Siyata Dishmaya. Chanukah is coming. And he wants to have the Siyata Dishmaya. He wants to be Matzliach. He has to decide. I'm going to be Moisel Nefesh and Chanukah for Torah. I'm going to be Moisel Nefesh and Chanukah for Torah. It's very hard. The guy thinks it's very hard. Everyone is going away. Everyone doesn't come back in the Licht Benching. Everyone doesn't go here at night, say there's a party of hell, a party of hell. You're right, exactly. The harder that it is, the better it is. But he decides, I'm going these 8 days of Chanukah to learn Yom V'Layla. I'm going to learn Yom V'Layla. All of the 8 days of Chanukah, I'll be learning day and night. No. Person feels he needs a little bit. You can make a Seder, you can make a Cheshbon. But my Chanukah will be such a Chanukah. Will be such a Mesirus Nefesh. Such a Amor Shul Torah. Such a Yigiyosa Shul Torah. He will have a Meshudah Dikisiyah Adishmaya. A lot of times people think, if I will be in the time of the Yevonim, if I will be in the time of the Yevonim, I will do different. I'm Yistomer will be a Chashmanoi. I'm Yistomer will fight. I'm Yistomer will be doing this and that. I'll be doing this and that. This is a Cheshbon. This is a Cheshbon. If I will be a Zman HaChashmanoi, for sure I will do this and that. For sure I will fight. But he's not masking to fight to stay in Seder Chanukah. He's not masking to come early in Chanukah, morning Seder, second Seder, night Seder, Friday, Shabbos Chanukah. No, he wants to take it easy. No, but if it will be a time of Chashmonoim, I will fight. He has to understand it was the same Milchama. It's the same Milchama, it's not a different Milchama. Chaim Shmulevitz says, it's a mehadrim, mehadrim, and Chanukah. It's not stam a mehadrim, a mehadrim. Klal Yisrael are makbet to show that we want to do the mitzvah in Gantzen. We want to do the mitzvah in Mesirus Nefesh. Chazal explained, why in Chanukah you light outside? You found another mitzvah you put outside? Or you put tefillin outside the door? Every mitzvah we do to ourselves. Look what happens in Chanukah. We light in the menorah outside. I heard some people light inside, but Klal Yisrael lights outside, yeah. And then you walk into the house. What happens in the menorah? It stays outside. What kind of mitzvah is it? What kind of mitzvah is it? You light outside? You have to be light inside. Why to light outside? Every mitzvah in the world we do to ourselves. It's the only mitzvah we do outside. What is the pshat? I don't think it's another mitzvah we do outside. What? Sukkah? We sit in the sukkah. This is not outside. How do you build a sukkah and you walk into the house? Don't tell me the mezuzah. The mezuzah, every door in the house you have a mezuzah, yeah? First, when you come into the house, you have a mezuzah that you see when you come into the house. But it's not for the people outside. Here, the whole purpose is that it's for the people outside. The Torah says, The Yisayid of the Yevamim was Choyshech. No Ribbono Shel Olam. No Emunah. We are trying in Chanukah to show light. We believe in Boreh Olam. One time, the Chovas Halevavos says that the reason a person doesn't manage to learn day and night is because he thinks about the world. He thinks about the world. If he would believe in Boreh Olam, that everything is from Hashem, he will sit and learn day and night. Wow, he thinks the whole time about the world, about the money, about his friends, about his family, connections. And maybe he doesn't manage to learn. If a person has the Emunah in Boreh Olam, he manages to learn. So when Chanukah comes, and a person wants to have the Siyata Dishmaya, he wants the Nes of Chanukah to work by him. He wants the Nes of Chanukah to work by him. The only way that the Nes of Chanukah could work by him, if he makes a Mesilus Nefesh. I want to tell you, it's Baduku Menusa. Let's Hashem, next week I want to explain how the Mesilus Nefesh will go. But why I want to speak, why I started this week, if a person makes a plan, you know what, I'm planning this Chanukah, these 8 days, to make a Mesilus Nefesh for Torah. Could be some guys that learn an hour for them as Mesilus Nefesh for Chanukah. So, well, that's up with that. But he makes a plan now, this Chanukah, I'm a Bacher, nothing is stopping me. I'm planning mamish to put hours in this Chanukah. To sit and learn all of my tefillahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, Asher Oso Nisna Abiseinu Bayom Imohem Bazman Hazeh. The same nest can happen. And if Hashem could take a little bit oil, the song stayed like this, and listen carefully to this one. Hashem made a special nes in Chanukah, not to save the Yidin. That was one nes. But it was a modern nes that the oil lit for 8 days. And we symbolize in Chanukah the nes of the oil, right? We don't symbolize the nes of the war. So it's not misbehaving, we'll say maybe next week, a different Hezbollah. Abba Lachur, if someone will ask you how you have to symbolize the nes of Chanukah, you would say to put Maccabim outside the house, yeah? A mug and dobi, a flag. We won. Rabbi be a mad, be a doir, Moshe be a tzaddik, be a Maccabim. What we do? Chanukah camp. Hashem shows us, and this is the miracle of Chanukah. Oh, Hashem saved us in Purim. Yishakech, Yishakech. He saved us in Pesach, Yishakech. He saved us from Hitler, Shakeach. He saves us the whole time. Chanukah Shteit is a special ness for people that want to sit and learn. People that want to do mitzvahs, Hashem changes the world that they can do mitzvahs. Who said you? Who said they had to light such a candle? But they want it. If you want to do a mitzvah, if you want to learn, Hashem will save you. The person has bitachon, Hashem will save Klal Yisrael. אבל if I want to be the God of Adol, מחתיסה. Yes. And Chanukah said, if you want, it will happen. But everything else has to happen anyways. Hashem has to save us. For the Nes in Ruchnius, you have to make some nefesh. For the Nes in Ruchnius, you have to make some nefesh. If you're not make some nefesh, you're not zeichel to the Nes in Ruchnius. If you want to have a Nes in Ruchnius, you have to make some nefesh. The Sgula to be zeichel to the Nes in Ruchnius is Chanukah. You want to have a siyata lishmaya, and motzi chanukah, you pitom mobil al kisha. Pitom you will not forget your gemaras. Pitom you will love learning. Hashem makes this miracle. Most of you have it anyways. But Hashem makes this miracle. But you have to make the mesilas nefesh. All of the year is good to make the mesilas nefesh. Chanukah is a zman, a mesugol for mesilas nefesh. That Mishomar Hashem and the Yidlik Yem and the Chuyimetz the Yidlik, that anyone could turn, anyone could become a different person. And I want to tell you, why do you think it's so hard to learn in Chanukah? Why Hashem made it so difficult in Chanukah? For one reason. Because the Yitzhak only knows that if you will learn in Chanukah, the Mesilus Nefesh, you will win. So Chanukah becomes the difficult day to manage. But if you decide, I'm doing it. This Chanukah is not being Chanukah like all of my years. You know, even if you're not sure if I'm right. You know, not as long as I'm not right. But as it sounded, maybe Mr. Gavin knows what he's talking about. He's stumbling out, but it's a percentage. Let me try it one Chanukah. Worst comes to worst, you learn for 8 days. When you miss a couple donuts, say that. So you don't put on weight. Yeah, I mean, what it really could be, yeah? You decide, this Chanukah, 8 days, I'm Moisel Nefesh. The person will see the Metzias. Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the Siyata Dishmaya, and you have such a Hatzlocha later, and Mamesh, Moshe Feinstein says, that Hadlocha is a mitzvah. What is Hadlocha is a mitzvah? Moshe asked us that question. You heard the Nozim mitzvah, Adlokah is a mitzvah, person tefillin. Then it slips off. Anocha is a mitzvah. You put on a mezuzah, then it fell off. Anocha is a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah in the world. You do once and then it's over. Why in the Chanukah is Adlokah is a mitzvah? You lit it, it went off, too bad. Why? Something in learning that is connected in the Neuro, Hashem says, Mekabel on yourself to be Moisa Nefesh. The rest I will do. Don't think, oh, so now I'm deciding to Moisa Nefesh. Till now my life is terrible. I'm going to suffer from now forever. Do it 8 days, Hashem says, I will take care of the rest. It's my job. I will make it enjoyable. I will make you to be Matzliach. I will give you Siyata Dishmaya. It will work. Hadlokya Oisa Mitzvah. But Moshe said, "State in the halacha that you have to light the menorah asheti oile me'aleh. You can't light it and move away. You have to wait till the flame catches. Not just like you know, the jumpy and then it will work. Some guys they make them so snappish. They come for the first 5 minutes and say, it's not halacha oile me'aleh. Halacha oile me'aleh means like 8 days of Chanukah, fest, the learning, 1 o'clock by night, no one's in the smedish, and you're learning and the walls are shaking. Yeah, you do it for 8 days. Halacha oile me'aleh." So I'm saying, next week, Be'ez Hashem, I want to go into the Oymek and the Kavonis, what you have to do in Chanukah. But the Chochmah is the mindset. You know, if a person knows, you know, some bad Bachar, Moshe, make a plan to go pour it, after pouring back home. You're not in the mirror. Those bad Yeshivas, but some Bachar have plans. A long winter, after pouring, they can go home early. Yeah? These bad Bachar, if you go over to them in another 2 months or 3 months, you tell them to stay, they can't. And then Moshe, you decide to go back to a friend's friend, chasana. Then you go to ask the Rebbe, does you know. You know, you just can't stay, yeah? Not only that, if you think it's already 5 to 7, and then you had a mistake, it's 5 to 5, you have a second say that you don't know what to do the next 2 hours. It just doesn't go, yeah? Hashem made us like that. It's a mindset. If a person has a mindset, that in Chanukah will have a break, it will be very hard to come 3 days before Chanukah, next week 2 days, and to give a whole shmooz how to go into Chanukah. Today's shmooz is a little bit tedious at the beginning of Chanukah, but please, to change your mindset, that if I come next Monday, that we're holding 2 days before Chanukah, and to give you such a shmooz to make you mamish into Chanukah, if you're already mindset that this Chanukah you're not going to enjoy physically, you're going to enjoy ruchnistik, it'll be easy for you to get such a shmooz. But if I will come 2 days before Chanukah, and you have 13th party this day, Dachi this day, Baltimore this day, every city in America has a party, and then all the cousins from every side have, yeah, then the deer has, and then the shir has, and the yeshiva has, and the old yeshiva, the next yeshiva, everything, yeah? So that for sure you can learn. But if your plan is, Chanukah is going to be Kodesh Kedosh, and your mindset is like this, you know what? And if you're not holding like that for this week to daven to Hashem, I will give you a cheshek that this will be your Chanukah. So Be'ezus Hashem, when next week we will speak about the real Achon and the Chanukah, you'll be ready to accept and to make up that Be'ezus Hashem will be zeicher, she'aneir yisya'alu me'aleir, Be'ezus Hashem.